hello and welcome back to Fraser 365. And we are continuing our conversation today around gratitude and worship and other things with Jared Dorminey. Thank you for being here, Jared.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
I think the younger generation's challenge, and again, blanket statements aren't helpful, but I think some of the younger generation's challenge, my generation and younger, is we've lost the idea that through worship, there is a slow molding that takes place over time.
Yes.
That's why the weekly habit of what the Bible calls the Lord's Day is so important, I believe. It's one of the reasons why. And yet, I think part of what some of my parents and grandparents' generation kind of didn't want to receive or get or look at was the fact that sometimes God can show up radically in a moment and do a lot of deep change quick.
That's right.
And that's totally up to Him, mm-hmm. right? But it's both.
It's both.
It's both. It is the slow molding and shaping of singing songs, of praying prayers, of hearing scripture read and preached, and that there is this change that happens over time, and yet there are these moments when it's heaven opens up, God steps down, and it truly is revival, at least on a personal level.
Yeah, so it's like for us at home, my son, we've got all these acres behind our house. We don't own, we just get to enjoy them.
And the best kind.
Yeah, my son has been throwing out deer corn, and he forgets that he does this regularly, and then all of a sudden we've got these corn stalks popping up, and it's like, where did that come from? And it's like, well, you've been dropping seeds for mm-hmm. months on end, so you're consistently doing something that all of a sudden one day you'll wake up and see a stalk, or you'll see fruit mm-hmm. of something
yep.
that's just come from a consistent pattern over time. And I think, yeah, you're right. That is what worship is for, how being in church. You know, I'm so blessed that my parents raised me in church, and things that I didn't realize were even forming me back then are creating fruit today, you
yeah.
know? And
yeah.
I think that is such a very important thing.
Yeah, so important. Yeah. And I do. I love to tie all this worship talk into gratitude. I do love, and I'm thankful for the Protestant Reformation. That's not just a historical statement, but it's because at the core, as I said earlier, you have the sacraments, which is a receiving of God's grace,
yep.
and you have the preaching of God's word, which is good news.
Mm-hmm.
And the response to both of those, all of those, is singing. It is giving worship back to God, giving worship to God, in thanksgiving.
Yep.
And it is beautiful when a body, a local body that's located in a particular place, when they see that, and it's like I tell our new membership class, it's like one of the greatest testimonies we have is not you going door to door. It's actually your car being in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Because people are driving by going, I think I know what they're doing in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it has something to do with God. And then the day they walk in and they hear hundreds of people lifting their voice to God.
Yes.
That is a powerful testimony on the planet.
It is. And we are blessed, you and I and the rest of us on the staff, because we get to be a part of a church who owns worship and mm-hmm. sings and does come with a testimony of gratitude each and every Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, our church is a singing church, and it's a very special thing to get to be a part of.
Amen. Amen. Yep. Yeah. I'm looking forward to, you know, when we get to build our services out to sing about, you know, maybe 8 to 12 hymns or songs per service. It'll be great.
That'd be amazing.
It'd be great.
A 2-hour and 15-minute service.
Yeah, that would be my goal. But, you know, people want to go to lunch, so yeah. We'll see.
I mean, we could start fasting on Sundays and just be worship.
Yeah, hey, there you go. I'll let you make that announcement from the pulpit.
We'll do that. We'll do that next Sunday.
Wonderful. Well, Jared, thank you for being on and having this conversation. And, thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Chris.